Lord, the battle belongs to you, and whatever we're up against can be taken down in one fell swoop by your mighty hand. Amen. I had a dream early this morning. Another sister and I were on the move, and we were staying temporarily at a friend's house. Immediately upon entering his house, I sensed a not good vibe. Something was amiss, but didn't say anything, just silently started praying against it and binding anything unclean and not of God in his home and the guest bedroom where we would be sleeping. My sister in Christ was needing quiet to study because she was getting ready to take her final exams to become a Christian counselor. I was concerned about the atmosphere we were in and kept praying for cleansing, reapplying our armor, encircling us with swords and praying in the spirit. After a few days, we both felt terrible. Something strong and dark was occurring in the spirit realm. The afternoon of the third day we were there, our friend introduced us to his housekeeper, and I instinctively knew she was a witch and had been cursing us. Well, being a not-so-mighty woman of faith, I thought, Lord, now what? I'm sure I heard the Lord give out a very heavy sigh in response. Jesus began, You know what to do, Elizabeth. Use the tools I have given you, and my spirit will work through you. Remember, great love will change people's hearts and attitudes, altering circumstances. Please continue to stand on my word. And that's all I heard. I thought, that's it, Lord? That's all you have to say? I heard crickets. Nothing but silence. So I took a deep breath, approached the housekeeper, and could sense conflict in her heart, good versus evil. For some crazy reason, I gave her a big hug and said, We love you and will help you turn to a life of righteousness and guide you to a God who loves you beyond all measure. She started crying in my arms and asked how we knew about her. I replied, We serve an amazing God who speaks to us and guides us into all truth. You didn't stand a chance against our Lord who protects us from every evil. She broke down weeping and said, That's why nothing was working. What did you use against us? I asked. She swallowed hard and said, Everything I had been taught. I was assigned here because we know this residence houses Christians from time to time, and you and your friend needed to be stopped and neutralized. Usually all it takes are curses combined with a hex. But in your case, I needed to call others to perform a ritual while saying an incantation which raises spirits. I was thinking that sounds just awful, and out loud said, Why did you do that? She said, Because of what you and others are doing now, and what both of you will do in the near future. She continued, If I don't complete an assignment, I am demoted and bad things will happen to me. Again, I could sense her conflicting heart, and with my friend, we told her about Jesus, repentance, forgiveness, his love for her, and we three together joined hands and prayed to God to deliver her out of the hands of the devil. And then a miracle occurred. She willingly renounced Satan and gave her life to Jesus, understanding that he died on the cross for her sins and rose from the dead. We stayed for a while in praise and thanksgiving, and then I woke up. Later that same day, while we were praying the rosary, during the Annunciation, the Lord began speaking. When there is true, sincere repentance, and revival in America, then will I come for my bride. I am very pleased with all of your efforts yesterday. Even if some of you didn't spend as much time as others, I receive and cherish all your prayers. Tell Mother Claire not to beat herself up. all your efforts make a significant difference for others. As long as countries are in conflict, innocents are in harm's way, and conversions of the hardest of hearts are needed, I would like the community to devote the first Sunday of every month to a minimum of 4 hours of deep prayer for others, followed by thanksgiving. The first 2 hours should be spent immersed in intercession for the salvation of souls, that they will repent, seek forgiveness, and forgive others before they pass on. The second 2 hours, please spend in worship, praise, and be thankful that I have heard you and will answer your prayers. And that was the end of his message. Let's keep up the prayers, heart dwellers. It means so much to our Jesus.